The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, good morning, and if that sounds a little different than Joe's normal Frank Sinatra and cool crooning, then you are still in the right place. This is Councilman Joe Borelli. You may recognize me from my regular appearances on the Joe Piscopo, and today, on July 5th, 2019, happy 243rd birthday, United States of America. I have the privilege of filling in for our host extraordinaire, Joe Piscopo. Good morning, good morning, good morning, New York. This is Joe Borelli on AM 970, The Answer, the Joe Piscopo Show. This is good news, guys, because you have, you know, most radio stations would have either run a best of show or had the B team come in and fill in on a day like this after July 4th. But we got the C team. We got the C team here.
C team.
We got Big Roland, Matt Sambolin on the ones and twos. Matt.
Good morning.
Matt, good morning, Matt.
Filling
good morning,
in for Frank Morano, yours truly.
Filling in for Frank Morano, who was up at 2 a.m. this morning doing show prep for us.
Wow.
And on the I don't know, I mean, I don't even know what you'd call the Gattulo. What would you even call the Gattulo?
Something with the
chair,
mobile.
Yeah. The Gattulo Fauxhawk is Brian Zagin. Brian, say hello to the world.
Hello. Hello, Councilman. Thank you.
So first of all, I want to know what you guys did to spend your 4th of July. Let me tell you what I did. I chased two kids around a pool. Well, one, the younger one is more of a blob, so he doesn't
a blob.
A blob. Yeah, he doesn't do as much running. But the older one, JoJo, he does a lot of running. And I spent most of my 4th of July trying to drink a beer or two and balance the beer in my hand as I chased him between the playground, the kiddie pool, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not ashamed to admit this, but my wife and I were in bed by 8 p.m.
Wow.
Very nice.
8 p.m. My, the mighty have fallen. There were no wild parties. We actually got in bed to watch Stranger Things, which just came out on Netflix, season 3. It just came out. Very excited to watch Stranger Things. And before we knew it, it was the back of our eyelids that we were soon watching, which stunk because at 11 I woke up from all the bombs bursting in air. And I couldn't.
Oh, it sounded like the Gaza Strip outside of your home as well.
Yes,
huh?
yes, indeed, indeed. Our friends, you know, look, people don't like the fireworks until they're gone. Then they want the fireworks again, right? I mean, that's kind of the truth of it all. When they don't want the fireworks is when they have to wake up at 4 a.m. to be at AM 970, The Answer. But for most normal people, you know, people say listening to us right now from the comfort of their own home in their pajamas.
If they're awake,
they probably enjoy the firework. And by the way, did you see the president's salute to America yesterday?
I did not watch that. I did not watch that.
This is a great segue to a great segment.
I did
Were
watch
there
some
tanks?
Of
I know he said
tanks. This is the question America needs to know. Where are the tanks? You know, we were promised by the media authoritarian parade of tanks and salutes and gunfire.
Right.
And all we got was the typical Trump speech. It was a very good speech, by the way, but it was, you know, it was the standard run-of-the-mill Trump speech interrupted every once in a while.
Did you want him to do the parade?
Yeah.
Before the parade?
I'm not going to lie. I like a good parade. I like a good parade.
I like a good parade.
I've been an advocate for the Iraq and Afghanistan War Veterans Parade. So on Broadway here, right outside of our studio. Every war, it took the Vietnam veterans a decade to actually get their parade. But the veterans of every war have gotten a ticker tape parade on Broadway since World War I. And the Iraq and Afghanistan war, which, I mean, yeah, I guess it's still going on. But after the major hostilities were ended, there was a push to do it. And Chuck Schumer, to his credit, was pushing for it as well. And it just never happened. I always thought that was kind of sad. So what did you guys do on the 4th of July, Brian?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to sound like a curmudgeon. I didn't go to any parties. I didn't watch any fireworks. I went out to eat, and then I came home.
So you hate America?
No, absolutely not. No, I love America.
Who'd you go out to eat with? Colin Kaepernick?
No, my wife.
Where did you guys go?
I went to Zinburger.
Zinburger.
So I figured, let me make it a little kind of like barbecue themed. I'll at least eat a hamburger.
Okay.
So I figured that was a good way to spend it.
This is so sad.
No, it was delicious. How dare you?
I'm sure it was.
I may have him beat.
Yeah, Matt.
I was settling into my new apartment.
Okay, that's
so
good.
I did no patriotic. I did watch the fireworks on TV.
Okay. But so where's your new apartment?
It's in Bath Beach.
Bath Beach. So Bath Beach is represented by Councilman Justin Brannon,
yes,
who we got coming on the show today. Actually, let's talk about the show today. We have, like I said, this is the C team, for guests as well. No, I'm kidding. Of course, it's only the B team for us here in the studio. We actually have some fantastic guests lined up for you today. We have comedian, author, and on the side, he's the New Jersey State Assembly Minority Leader, John Brabnick. Anyone familiar with this show is familiar with John Brabnick. We also have O'Brien Murray, my friend Obie, who is a right-wing Republican political consultant, going to talk to us about the craziness that's going on in Queens right now. I don't know if you guys have been following this, but you should. We have as close of a political race as ever been seen in New York City right now being fought in Queens, New York. It's a Democratic primary to see who will become the next district attorney. There is a 20-vote lead right now, a 20-vote lead.
For Katz, right?
For Katz, Melinda Katz over Tiffany Caban, when Caban actually won on election night. And we're going to talk to Obie about how this happens. Basically, this goes to paper ballots. And the crazy thing about paper ballots is that most of them are invalid. You know, most people, when they go to their poll site and they're not on the rolls, they're not on the rolls for a reason. They're either not registered as a Democratic member in this case. They're not at the right address. They registered when they moved to Ohio that one crazy summer. And the majority of these affidavit ballots end up getting thrown out. So there's a chance that Caban might, if there was same-day voter registration, for example, in New York State, where people could just change on the spot, Caban may have won. But it looks more likely that Melinda Katz might be winning.
Wow.
Who else we got? We got Erin Elmore, good friend of mine. Erin, her and I have some war stories from the Trump campaign in 2016. Right now, she's the spokeswoman for Turning Point USA. And most importantly, she can tell us where those tanks were because she was down there at President Trump's salute to America last night and all day yesterday. We got Jeffrey Lyons, who many of you know, will give us the rundown on movies that I'd be too afraid to go to the movie theater to see. I'm not a movie theater guy. Brian and I were talking about this in the commercial break. I'm very afraid to go to movies. I get antsy. The thought of being in the theater, I don't like it.
No.
But Jeffrey Lyons will... I should get the Jeffrey
why
Lyons...
Why do you not like the going to the movies?
It's the people that are there that I don't know,
yes.
Which typically happens at a crowded theater. You get these people that you may not know who might sit next to you and where you want to recline like your... The new theaters, right, are made to be like your house. Why would I go somewhere that's like my house?
Exactly.
Like when I think about going to the theater, I want to go to some new experience. Send me to Lincoln Center. Put me in a tuxedo.
Lowe's Movie Theater just pulled their sponsorship.
Put on Puccini. No, I double checked. We have no movie theater sponsoring us. But give me a tuxedo. Put on La Boheme. And I'll go to Lincoln Center, but to go sit and watch a movie. So Jeffrey Lyons, I should get Jeffrey Lyons on rerun and just see what he was saying 6 months earlier, because that's what's coming on now on Netflix and on Blockbuster Video and all that. We got Justin Brannan, a friend of mine from the city council, a very handsome guy. Maybe the next speaker. We don't know. This is going to be a fun race for the Speaker of the Council. There's only 8 members coming back, 8 veteran members who will be in their second term next term. I'll be one of them, but as a Republican, you could bet your booties I'm not going to be the Speaker of the Council unless some bubonic plague hits the Council at some point. But we're going to talk about something that I know it bothers you all. And it's your property taxes, and there is probably no one doing more, other than me, of course. I mean, I'll plug myself. But no one doing more for property tax relief in New York City Council than Justin Brannan. We also have Scott Lobato. Scott's doing the circuit this morning. I mean, for those of you who don't know the circuit, the morning show circuit, Scott's doing Fox and Friends. I think he's doing Fox 5, and then he'll be here at AM 970. I mean, this is the typical circuit people do in the morning. You know, you get like a... You know, like Russell Crowe will do this kind of thing, and Tom Cruise, and Scott Lobato, and Scott
A-list people.
A-list. Only the A-list people get this kind of a treatment. And then, finally, we have my dear friend, John Flanagan, the Senate Minority Leader, once was the Senate Majority Leader. Unfortunately, the Republicans lost control of the Senate because not enough of you listeners to AM 970 got out and voted all over Long Island and Westchester and Putnam and Rockland County. So John Flanagan will be here telling us about the future of the New York Republican Party, how we can retool, how we can revitalize, how we can get ready to rock and roll in 2020 to support our President Donald Trump. And more importantly for the state GOP, it's how we can beat Andrew Cuomo. I said that with a very, very devious devious tone.
At least he spends time in New York.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That is true. You know, we'll have that race against for mayor in 2021. That should be interesting.
You know, I don't know where de Blasio is going to work out anymore, because apparently there's a water contamination at the Y that he goes to work out in Park Slope.
He's probably the cause of the water contamination. It's so funny. You know, as many of you know, I'm running for public advocate, which is a remarkably useless position. But the most important part of the job is being the first in line of succession should the mayor, die or resign or get elected president. I don't see him getting elected president. Maybe I'm not that smart when it comes to politics, but I can't see him putting this one together. He's no Mayor Pete. He's no Mayor Pete. And the other thing about, he's not going to die. This guy goes to the gym every day. He wakes up late. He lives this wonderful life. I think the French have a term for it. It's called the flaneur. Or a boulevardier. It's a gentleman who sits in cafes all day and conducts his affairs from the table of a lovely cafe. That's Bill de Blasio. That's the mayor of New York City. I mean, just sitting there, going to the gym at 10 a.m., you know, taking a quick shower, we hope, and then spending the day in Bartoto, a place down the block from his former residence, which he pays almost nothing in property taxes on. And he talks about the issues of the day. So again, if you're hearing an unfamiliar voice, don't change the channel. This is Councilman Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. We're going to talk to you about so many things. I mean, there's so much news today. We got Colin Kaepernick. We got Betsy Ross. We got the women's national soccer team. We got everything going on here that the Joe Piscopo show normally has. And you can call in too, 877-970-2999. Again, that's 877-970-2999. We want to see you on AM970TheAnswer.com. Get us at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at AM970. And you could always, of course, download the AM970 app from Apple iTunes and the Google Play Store. So this is Joe Borelli. We're going to throw it to Brandy Scott right now with traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. So far, so good on the Cross Bronx heading to the outbound George. We've got no delays between the Bruckner and the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Water main break on First Ave in Manhattan by 24th Street. That's got two lanes down. 9 in Tarrytown, serious collision by 119. Overturned car involved is off the roadway on the southbound side. You're at a standstill in both directions. Hudson River crossings, nice and quiet, inbound at the George Lincoln and Holland, and 30-minute delays in and out of Penn Station on all New Jersey Transit trains because of overhead wire issues. Chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, up to 85 degrees. And this report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. Express Employment Professionals is thanking workers in a big way. This August, Express is awarding $1,000 in cash prizes weekly and a chance to win a $10,000 vacation. Register on the Express Jobs app or ExpressPros.com. Express knows jobs, get to know Express. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Pitch hitting, catcher number two. Also, Karen in row J eating the hot dog. Did you mean to tip 167% yesterday at Le Cafe restaurant? Just checking.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like over-tipping, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Jerry Crowley, Vice President and General Manager at Salem, New York. If you're listening to my voice right now, you're a listener to either AM 970 The Answer or AM 570 The Mission, WMCA. If you love one of these stations, and you should, and you have experience in sales, we'd love to talk to you. You already understand our mission and what we do, so now maybe you'd like to join the team and help us in this mission. If you have sales experience and understand digital marketing, we just might have a job for you. Give us a call at 212-857-9638. Ask for Courtney or leave a message with your information. Again, that's 212-857-9638. 212-857-9638. This could be a life-changing opportunity for you. You'll never know if you don't call.
So I met Dr. Ed Romano and had a great chat in our boss's office, in Jerry's office, Jerry Crowley's office. What a great guy. What a great guy. Listens to the show. So he is a dentist, right? And he has Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, and it's right in Morristown. I said, Doc, you want to advertise on the show? I said, whoa. I was very, very honored to have Ed Romano, Dr. Romano, come on our show. Because if you're looking for an amazing family and cosmetic dentist, Dr. Romano is your guy. He's your guy. And his amazing team are committed to providing personalized care and customized treatments. And they'll get you in and out fast because they respect you and your time. How about that? Now look at this, if I can tell you this. Oh, for over 30 years of his career, he devoted to providing his patients with the best dental and oral health possible. And there are only a few dentists in the country with Dr. Romano's credentials and expertise. All right? So this guy, you got to go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com. It's AestheticSmilesNJ.com. Or call Dr. Romano. You can talk to him and tell him that you heard him on Piscopo, right? I heard you on Piscopo, Doc, and I want to come over and see him what you could do for my smile. It's in Morristown. It's Jersey. It's an Italian guy. What am I going to tell you? I love the guy, and you will too. Dr. Ed Romano, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. 973-947-7716. AestheticSmilesNJ.com or 973-947-7716.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is the Toots and the Maytals, 54-46. Not the normal music you might get from the Joe Piscopo Show, and I'm sorry to say, not the normal smooth-talking voice you'll get every morning from the much-adored Joe Piscopo. This is Councilman Joe Borelli filling in with the JV team here. The JV team, guys, someday you'll make the varsity squad, but the JV team right now, and we're rocking and rolling on this, the 243rd plus one birthday of the United States of America. By the way, every year I go through this same rant. Every single year there's something that just bothers me beyond all belief or comprehension. City Hall Park, where I park, right? One of the perks of being a councilman is you get to park at City Hall. I'm not going to lie to you. It's worth every single complaint of a pothole I get, that parking spot. But today, I did the little K-turn, and I backed the car in, and I just almost came to the bike rack. There's a couple of bike racks they keep for storage in the parking lot, and I knew what was under the bike rack. And under this bike rack sits this plaque, and this plaque is very significant because on July 9th, it marks the spot where on July 9th, the Declaration of Independence, the actual one, July 9th, 1776, the actual Declaration of Independence was read before the Continental Army and none other than George Washington himself on this spot. And there is nothing more marking this spot than the spot in the parking lot where your rear bumper would hang over if you don't crash into the bike rack that's normally stored on the plaque. I mean, this to me, this is one of the most monumental moments in American history. And I bet the actual moment wasn't as grand as we imagined. But darn it, let us imagine that this was the biggest moment. Right? In hindsight, we know how important the Declaration of Independence was. We know how successful the Continental Army was. And George Washington is standing at this spot listening to the Declaration of Independence being read to the troops who were going to fight the Battle of New York just weeks after. And just a plaque. We'll just pave right over it.
And do you think George Washington is turning his grave, thinking, oh, don't hit the bike rack, don't hit the bike rack, as you start to back up?
He had no teeth at the end, so I think where's the bike rack? Where's the bike rack? No, it's just a shame. It really is just a shame. You know, this is a moment that really should be preserved a little better. You know, I wonder if George Washington, though, could have seen or foreseen the concept of women's soccer. Because if you want to hear someone thumbing their nose at the Brits, it was Alex Morgan. Did you guys see her little reaction after she scored a goal in the game against England? You remember what she did?
She mocked their tea drinking.
First of all, tea's delicious. Mm-hmm. Right? Tea is delicious. I mean, if you're going to mock something about the British people, I'm not sure tea is where you go with that. You go with maybe their teeth. You know, right. you go with their funny accents, you know.
Monty Python,
right. You know, the whole thing. I don't know if you make fun of their tea drinking. But she did. Nonetheless, she did. And she caused a lot of outrage within the British press. Of course, the Daily Mail, you know, the New York Post of Great Britain ran headlines that Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe were so arrogant. And they were. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But was the outrage a little bit too much? I mean, did she do anything that bad? I mean, what do you guys think?
I think a gesture now and then in sports. Everybody takes it. The crowd's going to be split 50-50 as far as who's going to be offended and who thinks it's not a big deal. I personally, I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I mean, she didn't go, again, I mean, Brits are so weird. They use the peace symbol as the curse of finger of gestures, right? I mean, she didn't go over to the England
and love,
side.
Peace and love.
And curse them out. I mean, she went and she made a little sip and a tea joke. The problem I have with this is that now so many media personalities in the left are making this about gender. They're making this about sexism, that we're all outraged because they celebrated a goal and we're sexist for some people. And again, I don't even share this view. I don't even share the view that it was over the top. But people are saying that other people think it's over the top, and therefore It's sexism. One of these people is Brooke Baldwin, CNN's midday anchor at their CNN newsroom program. And she said, basically, you know, Alex Morgan and Megan Rapinoe, they're arrogant. And why do we ask women, this is her quote, why do we ask women, especially women athletes, to be humble in nights? And why should they? Why treat their moments of glory any different? I don't know if Brooke Baldwin ever watches sports, but there's an ongoing controversy of men's sports about how touchdowns and celebrations should be celebrated. I mean, the NFL right. just reversed its relaxation of touchdown bans the past year. And after 2 years of relaxing it, now they're going to go back and reinstitute some of the bans.
Wow.
Because most people, or many people, don't like over-the-top celebrations and a thumbing their nose at the other team, regardless of what gender it is. The NCAA bans celebrations from all sports, men's sports, women's sports, although, you know, you never know, the lines are blurred nowadays. But they ban celebrations from all sports. Why do we frame these things always in a context of liberal thought, liberal ideology, that there must be a gender, there must be a sexist approach to this? I want to hear your thoughts on this. 877-970-2999. I want to hear your thoughts on the women's national team. I want to hear your thoughts about women's soccer in general. I want to hear your thoughts about anything to do with President Trump, the salute to America, Colin Kaepernick. We just go down the list. And by the way, that Megan Rapinoe, she's the reason I'm... I mean, 4 years ago, I got caught up in the buzz of the women's national soccer team. I thought that, you know, they're a good team. To come out and just... To come out and make all of the press coverage, I don't even care how she feels. I really don't. I genuinely don't care whether she hates the president. I don't care whether she hates Republicans. I don't care whether she hates, you know, if she hates Santa Claus. It's of no difference to me. But you have these women who worked their whole lives to get to this World Cup. And now to do something like stand, rather kneel for the national anthem when you're the national team, it's an embarrassment. You know it's going to cause a sensation of coverage. You know it's going to dominate the coverage. We're not going to be talking about the other players on the team. We're not going to be talking about whether you know they should have a 5-3 formation. I mean, all the stuff you talk about with soccer, we're not going to profile the players as we did. Because all we're going to do is talk about, in this age of Trump, how Megan Rapinoe hates Donald Trump. And that's just a shame. That's just a shame.
Well, hating Trump is very popular in mainstream media.
It's not popular amongst people who watch sports, apparently. I think the NFL learned that lesson, and I don't think it's popular amongst people who want to watch the national team of any sport. I mean, you know, look, women's soccer has not caught on yet. I mean, let's be frank. The Women's Pro Soccer League averages 5,000 or 6,000 people at a game. It just hasn't caught on yet, and this is a great opportunity for them to get some new fans, get some investment, get some emotional investment in some of the players. I mean, that's kind of the point, right? People want, wow, that Alex Morgan, did you see what she did with that sip and tea? I bet she does something fun like that every single week on the pitch. But instead, we're talking about Megan Rapinoe, who hates America, by the way. Apparently, she hates America, dislikes it, America's not fair to her. I'm sorry, Megan. I'm sorry we have a country who's accumulated so much wealth. We're so wealthy and so prosperous that we can afford, as a society, to pay you professionally to play a game. Right? There's other women out there. There's other men in coal mines. There's people in seamstresses and sweatshops. And you're upset because your country's not that great, apparently, and yet we generate enough income, enough disposable income, to allow you to play a game for your profession. You literally play a game. You go to a practice. It's not called work. Right? It's not even called work. It's called practice. Right? You going to work? Nope. I'm going to practice. I'm going to practice. 7-year-olds go to practice. Right? They don't go to work. She goes to practice, and then on the weekend she has a game. Again, not a meeting. You know, not a conference. She has a game. I mean, this is America. This is the America that has allowed her. I mean, this I can go on this tangent forever, Matt.
With guaranteed income if she gets hurt.
With guaranteed income. By the way, I mean, now the women's national team players are demanding equal pay to the men. Yeah, for the national team. But, you know, I said earlier, women's soccer generates 5,000 or 6,000 people at a game. I mean, where would the money come to pay some of these athletes the same, you know, the same dollar amounts as men? I mean, at the end of the day, the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is a sport that relies on, at least the professional side, relies on private ownership of some of these.
You can't say that word owner now.
Right? You can't even say owner now. You can't even say owner now. The country is so great, we can't even. We have to act like, right? We all have to pretend we live in a bubble. Right, we all have to pretend that this person doesn't actually own the club, right? They're just what is the term we have to use now? I forget.
I think it's governor now.
Right, you're the governor of the team, right? You just happen to pay all the bills and generate and get all the profit, but you're the governor, guys. This is Joe Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. I want to hear from you. 877-970-2999. I want to hear from you on this. I want you to spend your 4th of July hangover with us on AM 970, The Answer. But now I'm going to throw it to Brandi Scott, whose birthday it is today, for the local news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. We've got some issues out in the Hudson Valley. Disabled vehicle on 684. This is southbound approaching exit 5 for the sawmill. He's taking out a lane off to the shoulder in Bedford. 9 in Tarrytown. Serious collision over by 119. Overturned car involved in this one. It's off the roadway on the southbound side, but you're going to see heavy delays in both directions. Still nice and quiet on the Cross Bronx getting to the outbound. George Deegan also in good shape. Over in New Jersey, Route 4 in Hackensack. Still have the ramp to Hackensack Ave blocked with a collision. This is over on the eastbound side as you approach the area of the Coach House Diner. And we've got 30-minute delays in and out of Penn Station on all New Jersey Transit trains. Overhead wire issues there. Hudson River crossings still looking good inbound at the George Lincoln and Holland. Chance for a thunderstorm this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies up to 85 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible down to about 75. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save on new appliances by shopping Lowe's July 4th savings. Get great deals like up to 40% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/10 U.S. only.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that. But you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hi, Joe Piscopo here. If you're feeling run down and don't have enough energy like you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. You know by now I'm all in with Balance of Nature, right? And I feel great. As a matter of fact, the entire Piscopo morning team is on board the Balance of Nature train. This is probably the first time we all agree on anything. As Dr. Douglas Howard says, Balance of Nature is changing the world one life at a time. Frankie Five Boroughs told us about it. Now Al's taking Balance of Nature. Debbie's taking Balance of Nature. I'm always on Balance of Nature. It is your time to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. 800-2468-751. Good health is only a phone call away.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
All the guys are waiting for me to start talking, but I just want, you know, this is the Smashing Pumpkins. This is the songs of my youth. I was born in 82, so the, mid-90s. I think my first CD, I got two. I remember I got my portable CD player, and I got Pearl Jam. What's the album with Daughter on it? What's the name?
Rearview Mirror?
Yeah, I think so. Rearview Mirror, yeah. So I got Pearl Jam, and I got Green Day Dookie.
Classic.
Classic albums. And this is probably 1992, I guess, 92, 91.
You know what I did, Councilman?
What did you do?
I got, you remember when back in the day, we can remember this because we're all a little older, in the magazine, you'd have to order, and you could get like 10 CDs for like $1.
Right, you had to join the club. Columbia Records Club. Yeah. You joined the club.
So what I did was I got all the CDs, a lot of the ones you just mentioned, yep. Dookie. Then, after, you just cancel.
Right. You get the first 10.
Get the 10 for 99 cents.
then you cancel.
You get your REM, you get your Stone Temple Pilots.
Perfect.
And, like, life's good. Life is pretty good, you know?
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, rip the stamps off and lick them.
Now, what was your first CD you got?
My first CD. It may have been the Ghostbusters 2 soundtrack.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had other songs other than...
They had a bunch of different stuff.
Just a loop of that the whole time?
And, you know, speaking of CDs, I believe the Sony, the Discman, turned 40.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. Still scratching every time you walk somewhere in the great jogging track in the sky. Someone's music is skipping as they. Or remember what you had to do to play your Discman in the car? You had to get the cassette tape with the wire, and you'd put it in, and you had to have.
I still
a friend.
Have that in my 2005 Todd Magnum.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So no, it's not sad. It so works. Sad.
I still have it in my car as well.
You still have CDs?
I have a CD player. I have a tape player. In my car, and then
really?
I have the little hookup you were saying, where you have the wire attached to it.
Brian, where do you live?
I live in New Jersey.
So you live in a car state.
I do.
Like you spend time in a car. You need an auxiliary cable. You need a
peasants like us can't park in City Hall either.
Well,
yeah, there you go.
One day when I get out of my horse-drawn carriage, perhaps I'll let you let you use my spot for a day.
Thank you.
But the 90s music, you can't beat it. You really can't beat it. I mean, they had some spectacular. Dolores O'Riordan. I mean, she's going to be passed away now, almost 2 years, I think, coming up. I mean, she
I
was,
can't believe that.
Yeah, she was. So it's funny. I've been a Cranberries fan since they came out with some of the first albums, and I had never seen them in concert. And for those of you who don't know, I worked as a young man at PNC Bank Arts Center. I worked backstage. So every show that toured, say between 1998 and 2000, you know, it was a fun job. It was a lot of fun. Never got to see Cranberries, and I planned on seeing them, not last September, the September before. And then as I'm like on Ticketmaster checking out which tour dates they were playing, I think at Irving Plaza, she goes and dies.
Mm-hmm.
She goes and dies. Very sad. Very sad.
Maybe she knew that you were going to the show, and
right. It was never meant to be. It was just never.
It was all about you.
It was right.
All about you.
It's all about me, guys. We have so many great local news stories to talk about. We have Chancellor Richard Carranza. So many shoes are dropping on this guy. It looks like a Payless Shoes clearance sale. I mean, this is. This is insane how poor of a job this man's doing. Of course, I want to talk, we'll speak to Obie Murray about this, the race in Queens between Katz and Caban. But let's hear from a couple of you out there. We got E. Frank from Astoria, wants to talk about Trump visits to North Korea. Frank, how are you?
Yes, how are you? You're a council member for the city council?
Yep, don't complain about potholes, though. It's not the time or place.
All right, justified. Yes, sir. I would just like to tell you, you know, when my father came here to New York from the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico in 1956, he would never dream of a president going over to North Korea and stepping foot there and negotiating with anyone, because he came during the Harry Truman administration. And I remember very well, you know, I was born during the Nixon administration, the second administration of John Lindsay, and mm-hmm. I would go through the streets of Manhattan Beach, Brooklyn, and I remember when Nixon says, we will never negotiate, and this was in 1972, we will never negotiate with a communist dictator or any communist nation. And this was a two-year-old child going on Stillwell Avenue on the F train. I didn't know anything about the world. And I've seen 49 years of this, and my father's seen a lot more, and I am flabbergasted to see someone, a president, a living president, go into a communist nation and try to negotiate with something that's not negotiable. I know, and Donald Trump spoke so eloquent. He said, I'm not going to tolerate, I'm going to unload the living hell out of us into North Korea if you dare throw a missile upon us. And, you know, it's kind of like you say to yourself, is there something, can you negotiate with a communist dictator at one point or another without...
Frank, I don't know if you're happy about it or sad about it, but... Look, I mean, you know, the Republican Party is really moving away from their hawkish posture, and I'm one of those people who I was never hypercritical of Barack Obama when he met with the Castros or he met with some of the Southeast Asian regimes that he had met with over the years in negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But I got to be honest. I mean, I'm okay, and I'm actually happy that Donald Trump is engaging with North Korea from a position of strength. I'm glad he's engaging in North Korea with North Korea after pressing them hard with sanctions, getting multilateral cooperation against them. So if he takes a big step in North Korea, well, you know, bust out the kimchi, because I don't think it's that bad of a thing. Let's go now with Hank, who wants to talk about women's soccer, a big women's soccer fan. Hank, good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's better than being a Met fan, right, Matt?
At least we win. At least we win, yeah.
Thanks, Hank. Thanks for the reminder.
Well, congratulations with your baby daughter. It's great to hear
about
that.
Thank you.
Okay. We couldn't get men's soccer going back in the 70s when they had Pelé and a whole bunch of really great international players. Now, the women's soccer, you say it didn't catch on yet. Joe, it'll never catch on. Soccer is not a U.S. sport.
I agree and disagree. I agree in the sense that I think women's soccer is going to be tough to catch on. There are some sports and some things where I think women compete at the same level as men. I think soccer is not one of them. It's similar to the watching the WNBA. You can watch the WNBA. You could cheer on a team. The game is just not as fast. The players aren't dunking on each other. It's not as exciting. I mean, it's just and the proof is in the pudding. Not a lot of people are watching them. U.S. soccer, however, it's probably growing in terms of their ticket sales more than any other sport. I mean, we have baseball dropping off. I mean, you know, it used to be, I mean, teams like the Yankees have priced themselves out of regular people going to watch a game. But I've gone a couple of times to see NYCFC play at Yankee Stadium. First of all, it's great that it's a two-hour game, which, like, that's all I can stomach sitting in the stands for. You know, I can't sit through a four-hour baseball game. 2 hours, you yell at the other team, you yell, obscenities, whatever you want. That's why I'm not opposed to Alex Morgan's thing. But I think soccer is catching on pretty well with Americans. And we do have, we had David Villa, one of the best players in Spain on NYCFC. We had Frank Lampard from Chelsea FC in the UK, one of the best players in England. I mean, so we had some great players on the team. There's great players in the league, and the games are pretty darn good. You know, what the U.S. soccer teams need is the culture of soccer that surrounds the teams in Europe. And elsewhere in Argentina, I've gotten to see Boca Juniors, a big Argentina team, play Independiente in Buenos Aires. It was a great time. But when you go to a game, and I've been to about 7 West Ham games, the game is the least of the day. I mean, it's the whole culture. It's sitting in the pub. It's drinking. It's singing the songs. It's being part of a community. It's the occasional shouting matches, if not more, with the supporters of the other team. When we get that in U.S. soccer, soccer will be the most popular sport in the U.S. Mark my words. Steve from Manhattan, you also have something to say about women's soccer and Donald Trump. I mean, this is you're bringing a wide array of expertise. Steve, good morning.
We'll be talking soccer like we talk women's basketball on sports radio. Listen, Joe, it's good to hear you. You're full of energy. I could sum up a lot of this stuff. First of all, the girls' soccer team, those girls can score as many goals they want. They can have as many demonstrations, anything they want to do after they score a goal is no problem. As long as they obviously don't go over the top. Those girls are trained their whole lives for that, but it's not going to really catch on in this country. And the men's soccer is, those guys are playing Mexico for the Gold Cup Championship. No one's interested in. Half the country is going to be rooting for Mexico anyway, going to California. And also, listen, this girl, Cortez, this congresswoman, she's just a canary in the coal mine, folks. She's just telling you what's here and what's coming, and it ain't going to be looking good. And the thing with Trump is simple, folks. A lot of people out there should realize this. If he loses the immigration issue, he's going to lose this election. And this clown over there, the Pillsbury Doughboy over in North Korea, folks, we're going to hear people talk, experts. This guy is never going to give up his nukes. That's what makes him a major player in world affairs. It makes him a bully in the region. He's being propped up by China. China puts a lot of money in that country, a lot of food. They would be starving.
A part of me agrees with you, Steve. A part of me, though, sees the other side, where he's more afraid of the regime collapsing and in an uprising. The people are starving there. The people are feeling the effects. But nonetheless, we have to go to a break. We have to get Brandy Scott to tell us how bad the commute is. I mean, it shouldn't be bad today because nobody's working except for us boys. But let's get it to Brandy Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Hey there, guys. Good morning. We've got a heavy ride in Croton Falls on 684. Southbound side accident by Hartscrabble Road has two lanes out. You are not moving much there from 84. Deegan northbound, another collision right by the Moshaloo. That's causing some minor delays. One lane is blocked. You're going to see slowdown starting from Van Cortlandt Park. West Side Highway stop and go accident on the northbound side by West 11th. That's got you hitting the brakes from Christopher Street and over in New Jersey, Route 4 in Hackensack. Ramp to Hackensack Ave is still blocked with a collision. Also, eastbound side, the right lane out. With that crash, you're going to see slowdowns approaching the Riverside Square Mall. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, still looking good on both decks. Inbound Lincoln in great shape. Inbound Holland also quiet. Alternate side in effect today. And 30-minute delays in and out of Penn Station on all New Jersey transit trains. This is because of Amtrak overhead wire issues by Newark Airport. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Had a great chat with John Bramnick. Loved John Bramnick the other day. Mentioned him on Neil Cavuto the other day. He got a lot of good press for it, and he deserves it because he's a good guy. You might not know that John Bramnick is one of the funniest lawyers in the great state of New Jersey. Matter of fact, he's got the title of the funniest lawyer in the great state of New Jersey. He's got this book called Why People Don't Like You. It's hysterical. You got to get this book because it's a great around the beach. You're at the beach. Go around, and he gives advice on why people don't like you. If you have, for example, this. If you have to look at your phone when you're talking to somebody, apologize before you do it. Ever since I heard John say that, I do that. Excuse me, do you mind? I'm just checking my mind. Because it's rude when your eyes are not talking to a human. It's great. And don't be the person that always brings up politics and religion at parties. Bingo. And don't take the book too seriously, but it's a lot of fun. That's just a sneak peek of some of these hilarious and necessary rules. Get yourself a copy ASAP. You can buy one for a friend. And again, at the beach, this is, or at the party, this Bramnick book is great. Why People Don't Like You by John Bramnick. It's hysterical, a great read. I highly recommend it. It's light, and you know what? It's fun, and Lord knows we need that nowadays. Order on Amazon today by typing in, please, Bramnick Book.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Times of sun and clouds, very warm but humid today. There can be a shower and thunderstorm around this afternoon and this evening, especially west of the city, the high today 85. Then mostly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight, those 71 to 75. More clouds than sun, warm and very humid tomorrow with a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm or two around, mainly during the afternoon and evening hours, high 88. For Sunday, partly sunny and warm, but becoming less humid with a high of 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Don't worry about a thing, because it's Friday, July 5th, and it's the summer, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, Brian, this I'm a big Bob Marley fan, but this is a little too mainstream for me. I need some more...
Too mainstream?
Too mainstream. I need some more older Bob Marley, some ska reggae.
I love this song.
Yeah, no, it's a good song. It's a good song. Steer It Up's a great song, for example, but you got to get the original Steer It Up.
Wow.
Where it's just Bob Marley and the Wailers, and they just got a couple of... guitars, and they got some ska rhythms going. It's very good.
I'm going to get that for you.
Yeah, get it.
What a nice guy.
It's a nice one. I might even sing it. You guys are always waiting for me to start talking,
Brian, but the urge.
You know, I have the microphone. Folks at home listening, this is Councilman Borelli filling in for Joe Piscopo. I mean, so these guys are great. They're playing all of my favorite music, and they set me up. I got the headphones on. I got the microphone in front of me, and they want me to talk to you, and yet the urge that I have is to just sing every song that comes on. If you want to call in and just urge me to sing, too, you're welcome to. You know, it's 877-970-2999. You know, if the audience wants it, I can't possibly. I mean, Joe sings, right? I mean, Joe sings.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he does, but he's been doing it for a number of years.
Right, so he sings professionally. I mean, I sang karaoke quite often. Many of you may not know that. Many of you may not know that. So we got tons of local. By the way, I want to mention this. Staten Island, my hometown, has a cannoli eating contest now.
Delicious.
Like a 4th of July cannoli eating contest.
I'd enter it.
Was there so much, like, enthusiasm behind the Nathan's hot dog eating contest that there has to be more July 4th eating contests?
What's wrong with a good eating contest?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.